This is 89.9 WWNO. It's carnival time in the Crescent City. The big day is finally here. We're talking all things Mardi Gras. How to get around, find your friends, and what to do with all the beads and throws. We even get a heads up on the meeting of the courts of Rex and Comus. It's the greatest free show on earth, a party like no other. Come along for the ride as we go inside the arts. Hi, I'm your host, Diane Mack. It's a little late in the season, but Mardi Gras 2019 is here. Laissez le bon temps rouler, y'all. Let the good times roll. It's New Orleans' time to shine as it throws that unforgettable party it's known for around the globe. You can let your hair down, throw your troubles to the wind, be who or whatever you want on this day. Did you get up early to catch a Zulu coconut? Were you there to greet King Rex along St. Charles Avenue? What's your plan for the rest of the day? How are you getting around? Do you know what to do if you get lost from friends and family? Well, WWNO's Carl Lengel says there's an app for that, really. He caught up with Megan Lindsay of Search Influence, a New Orleans-based social media marketing firm, and found out how you can navigate the crowds with the help of new technology.
Hi, Megan. How are you doing?
Doing well. How are you?
Great. Let's start with the one app most people know about, the Parade Tracking app. How's that work?
It is my absolute favorite app. It's in a truck, and it's the first thing in the parade, and that is the tracker there. And it's especially helpful if you are on the route and you need to know how much time you have in between parades. And it's also really helpful because it's got weather info on there, so you can plan out what you need to be wearing that day. It might be raining. You know, the weather is kind of crazy during Mardi Gras, so it's important to know what to wear. And then also, it's got the maps of the routes already planned out, so you can see exactly where the parade's going to be going, and then you can follow the parade in real time as it's going. So it's really convenient.
All right, we found the parade. We need to get there. How do we do that?
So there are a couple ride share options, Uber and Lyft, and then also Blue Bikes. It's great for getting around town, and sometimes it's actually the fastest way to get around town during Mardi Gras. There's just a sign-up fee for it, and then really all you need to do is you'll get an account number and a PIN code, and then you just key it on the back of the bike to unlock it, take your bike wherever you need to go on the route, find your friends, and then you can drop it off at another Blue Bike location. So it's really a convenient way to get around during Mardi Gras. And then there's also the New Orleans RTA has a transit tracker, and you can put your starting location and then your desired destination, and it will actually show you which buses or streetcars will get you there and where you will need to walk once you get there.
I'm the designated driver of my party, so we're going to drive and park. Are there parking location apps? Or?
One thing that is helpful to use if you are driving yourself down to the parades is an app called Waze. And Waze is something that I highly recommend using because it gives you driving directions that has user-submitted data. So people actually submit whether they see a road that's closed or if there's traffic accident reports, even police traps or other hazards along the way. So you can see exactly like where you should be avoiding. And then, again, it's especially helpful during Mardi Gras, so you'll know which routes to avoid coming into the city or even within the city, because there are certain areas that you can't even actually drive through, like the box. I'm sure you've heard of it. Like, you can't really even get out of the box once you're in it. So you really need to know exactly where you can go, because the parade is going down St. Charles and it's going to be blocking off pretty much half the city.
Great. I'm in the neutral ground now. I'm having a great time. I want to find my family and friends, though. What do I do now?
Yes, the best app out there I would recommend, it's called Find My Friend, and it allows you to easily locate friends and family using your iPhone. And you just install the app and then share your location with friends by choosing from your contact list. And then when you share your location, your friends can start following your location immediately and then easily share their locations back to you so that you're both in the loop and pretty much track each other all day. So if you're bouncing between friend groups or family and you want to meet up again, it's easy to find your friend. Or even if you're downtown and you get lost in the crowd and you need to find your friend, the Find My Friend app is the way to do it.
And local websites, I would assume, are a good source for finding things pretty quickly too.
Yeah, New Orleans Online and MardiGras.com, they have some great information about, again, the parade routes and things to do around town during Mardi Gras, and even some tips on the best ways to get around for yourself and places to avoid if you want to kind of stay out of the Mardi Gras crowd.
Megan, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Happy to talk about Mardi Gras. It's my favorite season.
So true. Most places have four seasons. New Orleans has five. And right about now, as the truck parades are making their way along St. Charles, You're probably shouting something like this.
Hey now, mister, throw me something, mister. You got what I need. If I take off my bra, hand it to you right now, would you throw me some of your Mardi Gras beads? Hey now, mister, I know your sister from down at the bar. She said if I moon, you would throw me the blues. Hurry, hurry, got to catch my streetcar. I'm walking down St. Charles Avenue, mask covering my face. I got all kind of feathers in places I ain't never, but a Mardi Gras is not a disgrace. Hey now, mister, throw me something, mister. What do I have to give up? I got to wiggle when I walk and do a second line strut just to get a Zulu opener. I'm walking down St. Charles Avenue, mask covering my face. I got all kinds of feathers in places I ain't never, but a Mardi Gras is not a disgrace. Hey now, mister, throw me something, mister. You know we gon' make a scene. Tomorrow I'll be quiet, but tonight I'm gonna riot for the yellow and the purple. You know I got just what it take. I was raised on the venom of a rattlesnake when they baptized me in the Pontchartrain Lake. Hey now, mister, throw me something, mister. You got what I need. If I take off my bra, hand it to you right now, would you throw me some of your Mardi Gras beads?
Yes, that's my seasonal nod to my younger sister, jazz vocalist Sybil Gage, who wrote and performed that song. So what are you going to do with all of those beads? Well, Dana Ennis with Urban Conservancy says you can party hardy and celebrate respectfully by repurposing your catch. So Dana, what is Urban Conservancy and what does it mean to celebrate Mardi Gras responsibly?
Hi, Diane. We really look at where the environment and the economy intersect as it relates to our built environment, our natural environment, and Mardi Gras as one of our experiences with the largest adverse environmental impact and one of the potentially largest economic impacts is something that we're really, really interested in seeing how we can minimize the former and maximize the latter.
So how does one celebrate Mardi Gras responsibly?
It means celebrating respectfully. It's respectful of our place, our people, and our traditions across the board. If we think about it that way, that means not trashing the city in the name of excess. You can let the good times roll without leaving a big mess behind. So just being mindful of how we are treating each other and how we are treating our space around us.
There has been some momentum lately in recycling around the parade routes. What was accomplished this year?
This year, there were recycling opportunities on 4 parade days, covering multiple parades leading up to Mardi Gras.
But you're not out there today.
No, not today. Definitely there's room for that possibility in the future as we continue to expand those recycling services along the route and work with the city also so that it's not just a volunteer-led thing, but that this is a systematic, natural part of everybody's Mardi Gras experience. Of course, we have ways that we can not only have that magical experience of connecting with the rider and catching the throw, but then not necessarily schlepping it home to sit in our attics and degrade over time, but to actually turn that back into jobs for folks and to keep things out of our catch basins and our landfills.
What can people do today to continue the momentum?
Today we can set a good example for the folks around us, thinking of our parading experiences the same way we would think about going on a hike in a state park or a national park, that we pack in and we pack out. We don't leave anything behind, nothing but our footprints, and we take what we bring out with us, and that includes our trash. If we can't find a recycling or garbage receptacles around us, be prepared to take our garbage with us to dispose of it responsibly at home. And really remembering a lot of the folks that are around us, this may be their first Mardi Gras experience. We can hope that tourists coming in respect our place and our people and our traditions, but we really have to set the example so people say, ah, okay, so this is how Mardi Gras is celebrated here, and follow our example. And the other thing that is really important that people can do after the fact, and this is really important, is to recycle those beads afterwards, because the Arc of Greater New Orleans has over 100 drop-off sites. But just to give you a couple of statistics to put in perspective, during parade side recycling, we were able to capture this year approximately 3 tons of Mardi Gras beads and return them to the Arc of Greater New Orleans to recycle and repurpose. 3 tons sounds like a lot. 3 tons is 4 or 5 times more than what they were able to do last year. So if we continue that momentum, we'll grow. But compare that to the 63 tons that they repurpose and capture at those 100 drop-off sites after Mardi Gras. So the days coming are when you can really make an impact on our recycling efforts by dropping things off at one of these 100 sites. The Arc makes it really easy to do that.
And what exactly is Arc of Greater New Orleans?
The Arc of Greater New Orleans is job training for intellectually disabled individuals. It gives them an opportunity to actually earn a living and make a difference in our own environmental goals and help us reduce our waste and bead glut by putting them back to good use.
Well, where can we get more information to get involved?
You can definitely go to arcgno.org to find out where those drop-off sites are throughout the city. If you go to urbanconservancy.org, our website, you can learn more about some of the organizations that are really working to provide alternative beads that are environmentally friendly. You can hear about organizations that are building businesses around the logistics of recycling and find out what their plans are for the future. A little shout out to the city too. NOLA Ready has done a great job of putting together a compendium of information about Mardi Gras and resources that are out there.
Dana Ennis, Director of Urban Conservancy, here's to a green Mardi Gras.
Thank you.
You're listening to Inside the Arts on 89.9 WWNO, New Orleans Public Radio. I'm Diane Mack. After the truck floats pass, the revelry shifts to the French Quarter, where the parties will continue until the stroke of midnight. Maybe you'll be in that number. For many, it's the pageantry of Carnival that comes alive with the viewing of the Rex Ball and the meeting of the courts of Rex and Comus. Live coverage of the event will be broadcast tonight on WYES-TV Channel 12, hosted by Peggy Scott Laborde, with commentary by Errol Laborde and Rex historian Dr. Stephen Hales. Peggy joins us now. Hey, Peggy.
Hi, what a day.
Oh,
what a night.
This is a long-standing tradition for you. Yes. There are still a few hours to go before tonight's event. How are you holding up?
Doing fine. What I'm so excited about is WYES first started doing this in 1997.
Oh.
So we are continuing our own tradition, and it's a thrill when I talk to young ladies who are on the Rex or Comus courts, and they say, well, I grew up watching it on TV. Those of us a little bit older grew up watching it on Channel 6, and we were so glad that after a bit of a hiatus, we were able to pick it up. And so, yeah, it's a thrill. Plenty of history, Diane. Not only is it the live balls themselves and the meeting of the courts with Rex and Comus, but we have historical pieces. It's the 100th anniversary of the burning of the French Opera House, which I still can't get over, okay, which was at the corner of Bourbon and Toulouse. It was sort of the cultural heartbeat of the city.
What is the connection between the French Opera House and the meeting of the courts?
That would be where the crews staged their balls. Comus staged its ball there for many years. Rex didn't. Interestingly, it did stage a ball outside of the carnival season, and we're going to talk about that. Dr. Hales has been doing some research on it. What happened is Rex would have its ball somewhere else, usually the Washington Artillery Hall, which was on St. Charles Avenue, but they would all get in a carriage and go over to the French Opera House and have a meeting of the courts, which has taken place since 1882. We always look back at 50 and 100 years of Carnival, and as is tradition, our producer Terry Landry takes a look back. Especially exciting with that is, unfortunately, because it was, you know, at the end of World War I, there's not much parading going on, but there's plenty of masking, and we show you the John Tibble Mendez photos, this a very eccentric photographer, but this vast treasure trove of photos that are our friends of the Historic New Orleans Collection. So wait till you see 1919. And then, of course, 1969. Can you believe that's 50 years ago? And we talked to the very nice lady who was the queen 50 years ago, too.
Wow.
The music will actually be performed this year by 15 members of the Louisiana Philharmonic Orchestra. While usually it's been more popular music, this time around, Rex decided to go with a little bit more classical music. So you'll hear kind of popular light waltzes in the background. Plus, there are 6 songs that you'll hear from previous years, and among them, of course, If Ever I Cease to Love and The Grand March from Verdi's Aida.
How do you actually cover the event? This takes place where?
You know, many moons ago, it all took place at the auditorium after the storm. Katrina, they really had to figure out Plan B. So these days, the Rex Ball is being held downtown on historic Canal Street at the Sheraton. The Marriott is the host space, if you will, for the Comus Ball, and that's right across the street. But just a reminder that Comus is a mythical god as opposed to a king, an older, okay? So Rex bows to Comus. So the court of Rex walks across Canal Street on a red carpet, weather permitting, over to Comus for the climax of Carnival, which is the meeting of the courts of Rex and Comus.
What can you tell us about this year's King and Queen of Carnival? Who are they?
This year's King is Robert S. Bow, Bow Brothers. And what's a really nice coincidence is that his dad was also king in 1998. The family has a long history of philanthropic works. The Queen of Carnival is Britt Johnson, and her paternal grandfather was King of Carnival Eric Johnson. And her paternal step-grandmother was Queen of Carnival in 1949. There's a bit of a celebration and anniversary on that, too.
Now, when it comes to Comus, is this a big secret as to who Comus and the Queen are?
Yeah, that is kind of a big secret, but it will be revealed tonight, so that'll be very exciting.
Now, you said you'll be talking with Carnival royalty. Can you share some fun facts or maybe a story that we might hear?
Well, another anniversary, if you will. Not exactly fun, but poignant, and that is that 40 years ago was the police strike, which I think all of us pretty much remember. And sadly, most of the parades, the downtown parades, decided the captains got together, headed by Brooke Duncan, who was the captain of Rex at the time, working with Mayor Dutch Morial and saying, you know, Carnival will not be held hostage. And so they called off the parades. And so in came the National Guard, since we didn't have police. It was very sad what happened, and eventually, you know, things got better. But my memories, we were walking around the quarter, and young ladies were putting daisies into the barrels of the gentlemen's guns. I'm sure they had never seen, you know, probably a lot of these guys like from North Louisiana, like never seen all this action. And it was a beautiful day. And yeah, anybody who's been in the quarter knows that the warmer the day, the skimpier the clothing. But all in good fun.
You're also going to give us a sneak peek at the new Rex History exhibit on view at the Cruise Den.
You would see photos of past queens and kings. And you would also see the beautiful memorabilia, like a dress from a past queen. So it's Rex memorabilia.
Wow, looking forward to seeing that. So, Peggy, when will this be broadcast?
Live tonight at 7:30. And the ball itself, just in terms of timing for anyone keeping score, the ball itself starts at 8. Coma starts at 9. And so obviously things are happening concurrently for a while, but later we go to the Comus ball, you know, getting ready for the meeting of the courts. We do the pre-ball show, as I like to call it, with Errol Laborde and Dr. Stephen Hales. We show a little bit of the parade. We show a little bit of Lundi Gras. May I also point out for our out-of-town guests, we are streaming live on YouTube. Last year, we were able to track that it was seen in over 45 countries.
Wow.
Watch tonight.
WYES-TV host Peggy Scott-Laborde. Thanks and happy Mardi Gras.
Thank you. Happy Mardi Gras.
So much to do, all on a Mardi Gras day. Enjoy the party, and we hope to see y'all next year when we do it all again. That's our show for this week. Support for Inside the Arts comes from the Helles Foundation. Additional support comes from Christwood Retirement Community, the Contemporary Arts Center, and the New Orleans Opera Association. Our program is a production of WWNO and is archived at WWNO.org. I'll be back with more ideas for your artistic palette Tuesdays at 1 p.m., Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m., and a shortened edition on Thursday mornings at 8:45 when we'll go Inside the Arts. I'm Diane Mack.